Croeso, welcome to Tales of Wales, the pod that never fails to deliver you from evil, to express what you thought your deepest desires in eloquent speech. And as you can tell, I'm whinging, or my dog's in here as well, clacking around with little talons. Will you join us live at the scene of the crime? As
we've sat in Franco's abode, yeah, dog together. On our lap.
Yeah.
And we come from the beautiful city of Cardiff, and the pubs, Caerdydd itself.
Yeah.
We've got hell of a tale
yeah.
to tell you about a lowly punter that was in one of the pubs we took the day
off work together to do some Welsh history bants, to have a bit of bants. What did we do? We met up at 10 a.m, went to Spoons,
breakfast, pint.
Yeah.
Get annoyed at some scallies that were listening to music on their phone way
God,
too fucking
so
loud.
So annoying. And then we went to... so let's go through, yeah. So first pub, Spoons. Beautiful stuff. Ain't no Spoons. It's controversial, but it does the job.
Great Western. Yeah. All right, yeah. We don't like the guy who owns the place, but for £2.50 a pint, it is hard for
and
me to not leave my fucking principles at the doors.
He does actually... I definitely agree with him with reducing the tax on pints in the pub because he wants the same pints as supermarkets get.
Mm.
And it will help employ jobs, keep pubs open. So
£1 a pint.
Yeah. Well, he wants to get the same tax that a supermarket gets for selling beer because it's so much cheaper.
Yeah.
So it will reduce our pints by about like 17p per pint. And you go on, it's gone for a load.
17p back in my back pocket. Thank you very much.
All right, in my basket. So yeah, we went there. Fine, disagree with it all you like, but it does do a lot.
Yeah. But we were confronted. But we perched up on the little. Anyone who's familiar with the Great Western, there's two entrances. We went to the little side entrance, and there's like a little perch up there, a little balcony that was quite quiet. Soon as we fucking got our breakfast, some fucking absolute drongos came in, and they were like, "We said this. What is the point in going to the pub if you're going to sit there, both of you, individually, on your phone, scrolling?"
Loud. So
loudest,
loud.
So fucking loud.
The guy was like a bit of a meathead, and he was scrolling with the back of his palm.
It was like, you know, like how a monkey uses like their knuckle to like touch
things.
Yeah, exactly that.
Oh, and, a wonderful time.
Well, you know, yes, we could have said something. Were we going to do that?
I was so close. Cause I was getting really grouchy. I was going to say, "Is that enough scoring for today, mate? Or do you have headphones?" But I thought, fuck it, it's 10 in the morning.
What's the thing in the thick of it? We went, "Did you actually say that?" "No, but how brilliant would it be if I did?"
Well, I was thinking, because, like, you know, they were fucking young.
Yeah.
Bash their heads in if you wanted to. But I was like, it's 10 a.m.
I think if we'd had a few more, maybe we'd have been like, "Mate, you know, not all of us need to fucking hear that."
I wasn't going to be rude. I was thinking, oh, I don't need to be cunty. I was going to say, "Mate, do you have headphones?" It's a bit loud.
Yeah.
But then I just thought, we're leaving anyway.
Yeah.
We literally left
pretty much after that, didn't we?
Then we tried to find a pub, but Cardiff has gone fucking woke.
It's gone to the dogs.
It's gone woke. Here's Britain.
Here's
can't even get
Britain.
A pint before half 10.
Honestly.
So we had to go to another Spoon.
Joke.
Yeah,
go to another Spoons because nowhere else is bloody open. Yeah.
Then we did go to the Bluebell, which has become one of our faves.
I love the Bluebell. It's as I said, this sounds pretty shit, right? But when I came out of the toilet and I opened this big, heavy wooden
door.
I was like, "Oh, big wooden door, love it." That sounds rubbish, but it actually, pubsmen will know what I'm on about.
It's
big,
a beautiful.
Big oak door.
And the whole aesthetics, it's like they've made a mock pub. It's like, because it's a relatively new pub.
This is what a pub looks like in Wales.
Yeah. It's like one of those, like, when they try and make Temple Bar pubs.
Mm.
And the signage outside looks like it's done on clip art, but it's like, it's a good pub. Really nice.
Yeah, lovely pub.
Good music.
We had a nice time there.
And then we thought,
one more Swifty pint before we go back.
Jack's a massive Swifty nowadays. He's obsessed with
T. Kels and T. Swift. Hello. I didn't know any other reference to give then, just shorten their names. But anyway, we had a Swift one on the way home. We thought, we'll go to the Cottage. I'm in the Cottage for years and years and years. Went in there. Instantly regretted it because as soon as we ordered our pints, this guy was there and this was when we first turned up, was about what, 12? He was howling and he was like, where are you from, boys? Right, fair enough. Innocent pub question, no problem with that. Started talking to him about he had absolutely no interest in
Cardiff
to be easier. He mumbled something and it was he had no interest in actually where we were from. He was like, I'm from Caerphilly, I am. I'm Merthyr, sorry. I'm from Meath, where I am, and we're like, oh yeah, nice for you. He's like, there's no money there anymore. No money there anymore. I mean, I'm being honest. Listen, being honest.
You've
got to say, I'm being honest. So I'm being honest.
And we're like, all right, mate.
Yeah, nice one.
Right, so onto the table.
I thought that would be the end of it, but the gumption that he had.
He stumbled over.
Popped his pint on our table.
And he goes, listen, I wanted these boys, right? No, that's a can.
Yeah. Right, boys. Yeah. I don't know. I can't do it. I don't think. No. Imagine what we're saying now in a Merthyr accent. Basically, he was like, "Oh, sorry, boys. Sorry, I've got to be honest. Got to be honest. We're just gonna do the Cardiff accent."
Yeah, basically.
But he's from Merthyr. And he was like, "Oh, got to be honest." He said, "I lost my mother recently," and all that. And we were like, "Oh, that sucks, man." And then he was like, just, I know you don't have to do it, but just do me a favor now. If you could just have a cheers, I appreciate it. Have a cheers now. To Barbara. Again, doing Cardiff. Sorry.
It was
composed. I'm trying to a myth there.
I mean,
his name was Barbara. Her name was Barbara.
Her name was Barbara. And she said, she went to the hospital. She keeled over there.
The fact that she went, she was a drinker. She went to hospital. And he pointed to his crotch. He went, it was all in there. It was all in there.
And
we were, me and Franks just looked at each other. And like, I was like, right, okay. I'm assuming like some sort of cancer or something horrible like that. And we were like, oh, that's horrible in there.
I've got to be honest. I have to be honest.
And I had to ask the question, why did God take her from me? Why did he take her from me?
And I go, boys, would you mind joining me now? I'm doing a toast for my mum.
And so we went, went to Barbara.
I said, to Barb. That's what we called her. We called her Barb.
You'd never guess.
We called her Barb. Oh, did you? Yeah.
You'll never guess. Sometimes we couldn't be bothered to call her Barbara every time.
I got four sisters. I'd love to show you one. I really.
And Franks was, he went, I got four sisters. I'll show you pictures of them now. And Franks, bless his heart, he went, actually. Like, he was like, actually, shall we? He said, I'll stop you right there. Yeah. And we're like, oh, actually, we're just trying to catch up, actually. Yeah. And I piled in and went, we haven't seen each other in ages. we're just catching up. I was like, a fucking Inglourious Bastard scene. I'm afraid you're intruding. He's like, oh, no problem, boys. Oh, nice one. And then literally there was another couple just up the way, and you hear him say the exact same spiel again.
Yeah.
We heard him go, the corner of our ears, is that a saying? When it was like, he went, I got sisters, I'll show you pictures of them. Well, it was like, fucking hell.
It's like two older guys who were like, you look quite businessy. Because the college is a nice pub, it's a decent pub.
Mm.
And he told them a story, and I went to go for a piss, and I walked past them. He said the same story. The guy went, you just told me that?
Oh, yeah, really? You literally just told us that. He was saying, my mum went into the hospital and she never got, she died of fanny fucking cancer. And then he went, you told us that? Like, absolute no nonsense.
Really, I think we were both sympathetic. I mean, that's awful. I'm so sorry.
That sucks, man. Yeah.
Get your mind fucking right off.
Yeah.
But at least we said it with a bit of like,
oh yeah, oh sorry mate, we just don't really want to hear about this now, yeah.
But, basically,
and the best thing is that he kept saying about the barmaid who was there.
Oh, God.
And he was going like, she's best from town, cheers, best from town. If you disrespect her, you'll have me grand to do.
Anyway,
and then,
if you want any sniff, I could get you some sniff.
And it was like, oh, God, yeah, jeez. And then at one point, Frank's went to the toilet, and the barmaid went to him. I don't know what his name was, Don or something. He was like, so, Don, can you come with me a second? And they went out the front door, and she came back. Two men enter, one man leave. And he never came back. And when Frank's back, and you go, what's happened to him? I said, and it's as if she went, turned around the bank, fucking blew his brains out.
Lenny, look at the alfalfa plants and the mice.
What's it on the Walking Dead? Look at the flowers. Look at the flowers. Oh, those flowers remind me of my mum and her fanny cancer. Like, bang.
My mum's fanny fell out of her fanny.
Yeah, oh, it's not her fault. Why did God take her from you, though?
Oh, that's what he looked at us and went, why did God take her?
Yeah, because we went, oh, that's really sad, mate. You know, we were trying to be as empathetic as possible. And then he went, I'll ask a question, though. Why God take it from me?
Christ alive, heaven unfathomed.
And we said, there is no God. Life is meaningless.
From one great orator, today's episode is all about great orators.
That was quite a good transition, actually. Not bad.
Well, the other two some of the great Welsh speeches in modern history. So we're only the ones that were recorded, so we'd have to do it for
basically on YouTube, so we can access them.
So we're going to start with a short one from the late, the great Neil Kinnock, who was a Labour leader who was up against the Tories.
If Margaret Thatcher wins on Thursday, I warn you that you will be quiet when the curfew of fear and the gibbet of unemployment makes you obedient. I warn you that you will have defence of a sort with a risk and at a price that passes all understanding. If Margaret Thatcher wins on Thursday, I warn you not to be ordinary. I warn you not to be young. I warn you not to fall ill. And I warn you not to grow old.
Rapturous applause.
Rapturous applause. I like that as well. Also, just for those who obviously are listening and can't see, when we were watching that, there was someone in the crowd then, a woman, who's beaming. This is like quite a serious thing she's talking about.
It was him going against the Tories, going against Margaret Thatcher, implying if you wake up on Wednesday, whenever the election was, and the Tories win, then if you're ordinary or young, you're going to be
fucked. If you're young, you're old, you're fucked, whatever,
And the Tories did win, and, you know, obviously the miners' strikes and all that stuff, the UK was in a pretty bad way. One woman, like, I love this!
she like, nudges the guy next to her, like, yeah, I love this guy!
Fantastic!
And it's like she's at a fucking comedy gig or something. This guy's brilliant.
Yeah.
No, good speech, though, I'd say. Accurate. He did actually call it and exactly what happened.
Let me just check my mic is still on. No, of course it's not. Oh, great. So I've been back off in the for game. A while.
How long have you been off?
I don't know. We'll try our best.
I think you've come up on mine, so maybe you're lucky.
Yeah, we'll hopefully have it on one. Anyway. Yeah. But we'll see. We shall see what goes on. Anyway, where are we? My phone's saying, do we need Danish language pack to download? I think we're speaking Danish.
We haven't
Danish.
Even spoken Cymraeg yet on this.
So that's a good one, though, wasn't
Kinnock, it? Great lad. Great lad. Great lad. That's probably what he wanted from his legacy as a politician. Great lad.
Should we do Michael Sheen's first football one?
Yeah, I mean, this one was doing the rounds when it first sort of came out, wasn't it? It was on, what is it on?
Well, he did it on Question Sport.
Last Leg? One of those fucking things.
Yeah.
Was it with James Corden at the time?
It's League of Their Own.
League of Their Own, that's the
but
one.
He does an official one. But we're going to do the one where he actually does it to the team.
Amarohid. I hear the voices singing. Speed your journey, boys. Boysbach, a nation singing with one voice, a song of hope, a song of defiance, a victory song. It floats through the valleys like a red mist. It rolls over the mountaintops like crimson thunder. A storm, a red storm is coming to the gates of Qatar. It sparkles and crackles with the spirit of 58 and Jimmy Murphy's boys. It turns the pages of the history books and finds Rob's page there, waiting to be written. Still waiting to be written. What will you write there, boys? Dare you write your names on that page? 64 years and far from home. Far from the old land of our fathers. Here in Wladvan Hadai. When you were standing there, listening to that song of songs start up, shoulder to shoulder with the lads in this room, teammates, friends, brothers, princes all, selected by the divine when you're standing there, side by side, and that holy song begins, close your eyes and feel the breath on the back of your necks. Because that's every man, woman, and child in this old land standing there with you, at your back. That's the people of Wales, your people. Feel their breath quickening with yours. Hear their blood drumming in your ears, pounding through your heart, bursting in your chest. That's the blood of Wales. That's your blood. Red as the ancient book of dreams. Red as the rising flag of Merthyr. Red as the great wall of Gwalior, because that's what you carry with you, boys. Across 64 years, across half the span of the world, it's there on your chest. It's there at your back. It's there at your side. Because they'll always say we're too small, too slow, too weak, too full of fear. But Umber or Heed, you sons of speed, with that red wall around us, we're still here! Come on, man! Come on!
God, I love it, don't you?
How can you not love
How
it?
How can you not?
How can you not love speed. It? You sons of speed!
What a fucking bloke.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a guy.
He
does. I know me and you sometimes make fun of him. He's a bit of a drama kid, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's a bit of a,
but
a guy.
Hell of a fucking speech deliverer and orator.
He does. Me and Jack often are a bit like, he's so GCSE drama sometimes, but everything is. Like any film he's in,
imagine Michael Sheen was like, "I've just been listening to this Tales for Wales boys. I think they're brilliant. I'm gonna give them loads of money. I'm gonna give them a big break." And then
just
he listens to this episode.
Jesus, fucking drama. I mean, obviously he's class, but there is something sometimes a bit like fucking hell. A
couple of two fucking big beers on your sofa watching one you feel going, he's a bit cheesy drama.
But he is, like, for these moments, you want that. And we did fucking garbage, we got Qatar. But it was so fun. And it went viral, and everyone
that
knew
is,
more
that
what
got
Wales.
Pumped, that
it does,
fucking,
doesn't it?
It does get you so... I want to fucking punch someone. Let's go back to that the fucking cottage and I'll go tell me about your sister now, mate. Bang.
Also, he is like as a person, the best of all of us.
Oh, he's amazing. Like, he's always fighting for the right side of things.
Always fighting for the right things, doing nothing but altruistic.
Yeah.
He gave back his OBE. He put his own money to get the World Cup, the Homeless World Cup in Cardiff.
Yeah. He funds the Welsh
theatre,
Welsh National Theatre now, because they got fucking slashed. He just decided to put his own money into it. Legend.
He bought a bunch of people's debt, so they're out of debt. He bought a company that buys debt from poor people in Wales, so they're no longer in debt. He is the very best.
He's a legend, yeah. So even if he is GCSE drama, he's still a top, top boy.
Yeah, my fucking mic's going.
Again.
Yeah.
So we're doing Reese Evans now, yeah?
Yeah.
Like I said, I always get it wrong, because everyone calls him Reese Evans.
I say Evans.
I would say Evans. That's what it is in Welsh, I would say. Reese Evans.
So that was the last... So the last one was in context of... the World Cup in Qatar. This one is for the 2024 Euros.
No one and nothing has done it to the extent that you have done it and are doing it before. Nothing. There have been poets and actors and politicians and rock and rollers, but no one and nothing unifies us in the way that you do. and make us feel safe. To show our pride and our sorrow. And our grief and our hopes and dreams. They live in you. And when you play, you're not just playing for the living, you're playing for hundreds and thousands of men that came before me and you. There's 2 million people in Wales. You're playing for 20, 30 million. Ghosts. 400 years ago, you might have been young men. This is the line. Waiting in misty ledges on the banks of a valley somewhere, ready to defend, protect your family, your lovers, your brothers, your sisters, your mothers, your aunts, your livestock, your dwellings, ready to pounce. 200 years after that, you might have been young men crying for their mothers, sharing a cigarette before climbing out of a trench into the cataclysm, the killing machine of 2 world wars. Years later, you'd have been standing at a pit head or a quarry mouth, waiting to retrieve the dead and injured. Devastated in an industrial accident brought upon us by decades of neglect, of people putting money before community, cash before compassion. 40 years ago, you could have been standing in a court of law anywhere in Wales, waiting for a prison sentence, for taking direct action, for defending your basic right to live and dream and be educated in your own language. And now you're here. You are all those men and boys. You're at the apex of a Welsh iceberg. And below you is our everything, is everything we were and are and want to be. Everything. A smile on an old man's face and tears in his eyes before he dies. You represent those. You represent oceans of time. Diolch yn fawr.
Just say, in excellent, like, what's the word? Excellent speech, very powerful. I think, and this just might be me, but that's an awful lot for a football match. You know?
Yeah.
It's just a game of football.
But like, I generally believe football has put Wales on the map more than anything else in the last 100 years.
Perfect. I just mean from a, let's say that we didn't ever see that speech or anything like that. It was just him giving a big speech to these boys before they went out on the pitch. It's like, that's the sort of speech I think you'd want to give at a fucking battle that you're gonna get, like, you're gonna kill people in because of the fucking.
But that is the theatre of sports. They treat it like editorial.
But my god, that's a bit much.
Yeah.
I'd be shitting myself going, that poor old man who's gonna cry. That's on my shoulders, yeah. Is it? But no, he's good. Different tone,
yeah.
To Sheen's.
Yeah.
Sheen, I feel like, is more.
He's that beat.
Come on, rousing. Let's get fucking going. That he's is like
fucking hell.
Everyone, if you lose this, you've lost the whole continent of Wales.
It is a much bleaker, rousing speech. Yeah. It's like,
and I love Rousey Rounds as well.
If you're watching a film or like on stage, it's probably a more like powerful speech,
100%,
but not really what you want to give to a football team before they go out and do play media.
Yeah.
Like, play relatively okay at a Euros tournament.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's, yeah, it was good, though, don't get me wrong. Like, it's hard-hitting, I guess. And like when he's talking about, like, you know...
I do think it's the... like, he's doing it to a bunch of footballers. Do they know anything about the lineage?
Yeah, and that's like, not me slagging off the Wales team.
Yeah,
but if you said that to a bunch of, like, historians, but people who know a little bit about history, because so much of that is based in what's happened in Wales historically. You know, when he was saying, like, 400 years ago this, 200 years ago that, 50 years ago that, that, to me, is like, fuck yeah, that's fucking brilliant.
And I bet you lots of our listeners will feel the same because they know about history. Like, yeah. They actively listen to a history podcast.
But those guys going, yeah, that was good, that, wasn't it?
Yeah. Please send it. Yeah. I think Michael Sheen's one probably works better as a sport.
Tips it just a bit. Yeah. I will say one thing that's annoyed me about these, both those ones, the last two ones you just saw, is this in the background. Because they're doing it on a phone in like the back room or whatever, as opposed to like League of Their Own, for example, you know, like that version of it.
Oh, I mean, also, we can't have a go at audio when today. True, when you listen to this, we've gone through three.
Listen here, recent Michael Sheen. Maybe you need a little lessons in audio.
I didn't charge the mics, hence why the audio has gone really bad.
This will be cut out, obviously. But before we like resumed it, Frank's like, "We'll cobble this together somehow, won't we?"
So
we can't do anything in real life, like properly.
We had like three microphones that have all didn't charge, so they've got no battery, and you've just done something.
And the same fucking things happened.
Right, your battery's dead, is it?
So the next one we've got then is another Michael Sheen. Yeah, we're Michael Sheen heavy.
Yeah.
But I mean, Michael Sheen's a good guy, isn't he? I mean, what can you do?
Damn.
And he's a great orator. So this one is supposedly from the Raymond Williams Memorial Speech in 2017. I don't really know what that's about. Didn't look into it. Didn't bother. But this is a speech anyway. We'll have a listen and then we'll have a little natter about it. I haven't heard this one before, I don't know about you.
No, not me.
As the towns and villages that grew up around the coal fields and the ironworks have been beaten down and forgotten about, seemingly even by the political party born out of its struggles. As our squares and high streets are littered not only with cheap chicken and pizza shops, but also thousands of empty chapels and darkened welfare halls. And as the dazzling promises that the offer of Britishness made seem to ring ever more hollow with each passing Welsh Budget Day, we are left with the realization that the world did indeed reshape itself. And we were, after all, left behind. No matter what deals we thought we made, the Pied Piper of Britishness danced us all down to the river and then left us there. And as we wake up to the reality of where we are and the incredibly dangerous position we find ourselves in, we open our mouths to warn each other, to shout it to the world, and find we have no voice. Because we never got to build one. There is a reason we have a dragon on our flag. Dragons soar aloft on the magic and mystery of the past. They terrify with their ferocious power and the savagery of their fiery wrath. But most importantly, they only exist in our minds and in our hearts, never in the real world. Was it Europe that tore up the laws of Hywel-Dda or controlled us with a ring of steel? Was it Europe that made Owain Glyndŵr a fugitive, imprisoned his family and crushed his vision for a Welsh future? Who was it that stole our relics and smashed our altars? Did Europe tell us who to worship and what language we were allowed to do it in? Who set the wages in the ironworks? Who opened fire at the Westgate Hotel? Who set the tolls that forced Rebecca? Who sent their troops to Merthyr or to smash the NUM? Who drowned Capel Celyn? Was it Europe? No. We know who it was. But if we want to stay British, we have to forget. Or act like it doesn't matter. So don't teach it in schools Don't talk about it in public. Don't connect. Pull down the newspapers. Keep the television quiet. Hollow out the language. Make us a theme park. Make us a gift shop. Accommodate. 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 As if nothing else had ever happened.
Okay, world class.
That was brilliant.
Yeah.
Utterly brilliant, that was. Yeah, I hadn't seen that whole speech before, right? The whole reason we chucked this on the list, actually, is me and Frank were talking earlier about Irish music.
Yeah.
And we were sort of jealous about, like, how... we've got amazing music in Wales, in Wales, you know. Wales is a...
Ours is more choral.
It doesn't get you pumped up to go drinking, really. No. Use like an Irish song, you can
like
easily
Seal Gan.
Seal Gan is amazing. We've got some beautiful music. But I was like, oh, I wonder when we had that. And I was on about one song I had. It's like a bit more punky bit. It's called Afarchnag by Fleur de Lis. And they have an extract of that speech we just heard then in their song, and I was like, that sounds class, but it's only a tiny little bit, it's about 30 seconds maybe, and I was like, oh, I wonder where that's from, and I said, we should listen to that.
Yeah.
We looked it up earlier, and we chucked that on.
That's what we decided to do.
Oh my God.
But like, Wales is punk, well. Wales is a lot of good punk, so like, but Welsh music at the moment is thriving, like, there's so much good Welsh language music, and not even just Welsh language, like songs based in Wales, songs by Welsh artists. They're like doing really well. You could like, there's a whole list that's going on at the moment, and like nearly every time we put a story up on
it, it's Cool Cymru 2.0, mate.
Yeah, well, I always thought it was so cringe. There was a thing in like the 90s called Cool Cymru, which had like super furry animals and manic street preachers instead of stereophonic
catatonia and all that.
And it was like cool Welsh music, but I find just calling something Cool Cymru a bit cringe. But
pat yourself on the back.
We've got now like Los Blancos. Adwaith, you got like...
Mate, I've been listening to Buncath.
Buncath class. And there's a, have you ever been to Wales? All these banging songs. But I think we do punk amazingly. We do like rock quite well. Or we do choral stuff, you know, like when it's for choir.
Like our old music, like, you know, sort of ancestral stuff, is, like you said, choral. Yeah. It's a God worshipping, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, like it sounds beautiful.
Oh, but, yeah, it's amazing.
But we want to have that, like, you know, like the thing about the Irish, they have those like rebel songs, like,
come in the merry month of May, drank a beer to smell my sorrows.
Or like, come out your blackened hands, fight me, man to man. They're like really rousing and they get you going.
Nothing rousy like poaching my boys. You know, whereas, like, I love those songs. Yeah,
but I do think
great drinking songs.
Like speeches really get me going. Like, and that last one then was
honestly that was so good. Yeah. Like, I hadn't seen that whole speech before.
It's been sampled in a few songs, and it's also
such a good one to like. It explains it perfectly about how like. Yeah. We didn't get to build like our fucking voice
identity
and all this, and I've seen things recently. My Instagram is just full of fucking movie scenes and Welsh stuff, right? And I had this guy recently, I've just started following him, and he was saying, like, you know, a common retort to Welsh independence is, oh, well, you're subsidised by England. Mm. You know, you do blah, 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 and this. It's like, yeah, because you've absolutely pillaged our country for hundreds and hundreds of years, so we haven't had the chance to, like, back on... Yeah. Everyone who owned a fucking mine... in Wales,
was from England.
Yeah. So that all that money comes out of the country.
All the thing that is natural and shouldn't be owned by anyone.
Yeah,
you claimed ownership, on
and then
it,
you and go, "Well, we've got more money than you now. You're a burden." And it's like, yeah, well, because we didn't get
but
to
also,
keep anything.
People like Wales don't pay tax. Mm. It's like, well, we still are contributors. We contribute to things that we would like HS2, which we're not going to use. I don't know. I don't want to get down that rabbit hole.
I'll just go dance if I get.
But I mean, sorry for the shoddy audio. My bad for not record. For not.
You said it right. We'll cobble it together.
It'll be fine. But stop moving. You'd be in a nightmare. So
we talk to the dog, by the way. Not me.
I had to deal with a fucking dog. The worst sort of like an audio clips going around. But they were good, man. I enjoyed a lot of those speeches. Do you think Michael Sheen's
Welsh
turned me around? He's the best man in the world.
Yeah, I take it back. He's not GCSE drama anymore.
But those speeches are important. Like, people study speeches for centuries after they're done.
They stir you up,
mate.
They do.
Yeah. So now, if we can just get a Welsh band who sound like a rebel song, and they go...
Anyone who knows of a Welsh band band who were doing like.
Then you fall at the risk of doing diddly d songs, and you can't.
I don't care. Do a Welsh diddly d. I'll be there.
Right, Dirk and Grandler, guys. Sorry, that's a bit mad. We love you. Ta-da.